Hey guys, what's going on? Thanks for checking in. We're here today with the starters of Scope Squad, which include myself. And before we get started, we'll just go around the table real quick. Who we got in here?
All right, so we got Juan Esteban. I invest into stocks and real estate.
What's going on, y'all? This is Paul Farmer. Your boy, I invest into stocks, a little bit of stocks, mostly stocks, some stocks.
We kind of messed that one up.
I kind of fucked that one up, bro.
It's all good. We like, this is exactly what this is kind of podcast. We want that raw, you know, conversation, yeah. You know, people who started Scalab Squad, like, you know, and the reason that we're here is honestly just to kind of talk about what has happened in the last 30 days. And we're not trying to make it super formal. Like, this is just a typical conversation. So I don't know if anybody want to kind of, you know, open up and kind of break down, like, where we even came up with this idea, like, with the name and, you know, the logo and why we even started this shit. I'm not sure if anybody wants to take the helm on that.
Yeah, I can go ahead. So basically an idea that we had to get like-minded people together and just just keep each other accountable. So a lot of people talk about how having the right group and having the right mindset takes you a long way. So that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a group of like-minded people together that keep each other accountable, and that if there's any questions that we have, we can ask. Because a lot of people that we have in Scale Up Squad that have different types of knowledge and have done different things in their lives. So
that was a great answer. We appreciate that, Juan.
Absolutely.
But let's be a little bit more raw. We want to create a group of like-minded individuals and all of that. But like, you know, where did it start from? I don't know, Paul, if you want to kind of, you know, give us a back, you know, like a quick rundown of where we met each other and how Scale Up Squad formed, essentially. We know the reason behind it, like what we're trying to do, we got that. But
so I would say for me personally, how everything fell in place until today is that, you know, I met Juan. I got stationed here at Fort Riley. Me and him kind of got build a relationship throughout the whole time that I've been here. And, you know, we always been that type to just be real with each other, no matter if it's good or bad. You know, he would give me advice on females. He would give me advice on cars, what type of car I should drive. You know, so he was always that type of person for me that, you know, I can always, you know, be raw, like be true to like, you know, transparent, like just be authentic with him.
It's a real dude, and I knew, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I knew that he wouldn't judge me for, you know, he wouldn't judge me for my actions that I took, or what I think about, how I think. And I think that helped out a lot building this this brand, Scale Up Squad, because, you know, we're all being authentic. And then with Lee, I met Lee through Juan, so Juan and Lee had their own type of relationship, and they built a bond through cars, and, you know, they were, they had that relationship. So me seeing Lee, I would see him in the M5. I'm like, damn, yo, that's a V8. I don't even know what type of, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like Beamers type. And, you know,
VH twin turbo, put some respect on it.
Yeah. you know, hanging out with these guys throughout the summer, of 2020 during the whole pandemic, you know, we kind of got, I wouldn't say like super close, but we had a bond that, you know, if you needed something, I would help you out. About it.
Hey, what is that? You got a little counter in the room? What's going on? What's that clicking noise?
No, this is my little pen, my little nervous pen.
Fidget device. Let me figure it out.
You're probably going to start sending a signal to people who are listening to this podcast. Like, oh, he's doing Morse code. He's trying to tell us the secrets of trading.
Yeah. If you guys know that, then you should.
So, okay, yeah. So I'm Lee. I didn't really introduce myself, and I'm not the host of this podcast by any sense. I'm just a person recording it today on my computer. But I met these guys, man. Like, I met Juan via Instagram, right? Was it Instagram or?
Yeah, it was Instagram. I reached out to you.
Yeah. So at the time, I didn't even have an M5 or anything like that. I have the 7 series that I have today, and basically, we were looking at going to meets. We were in the car scene and we wanted to link up with another BMW guy. And I met him and his wife, and they just seemed like a young, like energetic couple that were different, right? Because most couples, you know, that are in the 19, 20, 21, you know, range are usually like party heads. And I can't really speak to them. Maybe they were before I met them. I don't know. But
definitely was.
When I met them, I knew that they were kind of like a power couple in the making, right? Because they just set themselves apart in how they carried themselves, especially with Juan. He had a very like mature presence. And I don't know, I started hanging out with him and going to a couple car meets. And, you know, I was at a different point in my life. I was, you know, just kind of existing, just going to work and coming home. And then I met Paulie through Esteban one day. I think he had his car at Juan's house, and he was just putting some headlights and taillights on. And
damn,
we had to sit there and mess with the fitment a little bit.
Spent a good time on that.
Yeah, we did. But it ended up working out. He ended up getting the lights the way he wanted. And then kind of like making sure that the blinkers were working and stuff like that. And it really changed the look of his car, because the IS350 was a little
blinker fluid.
Yeah, that motherfucker was a little dusty. So the taillights kind of like, it gave it a facelift, basically. But yeah, so, okay. We talked about that. Shit, let's move into, like, let's catch up. So, yeah, we hung out with each other all summer. We did a lot of race car burnout things in that parking lot. I don't know if you guys remember
that. Yeah.
Burned some tires, and, you know, I was messing up, and you know, I crashed my car in front of Juan's house.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah, I remember that one. That was different.
I don't know if we want to just kind of skip past that.
Yeah, I don't know. That was in Mexico for sure, too. Yeah,
definitely. That was not on base in a residential area, and my car didn't almost get towed and my driver's license revoked. But yeah, man. So like that was kind of it. We went out, took pictures together. Whenever we got off work, like we used to chill together. And then IPCS, you know, it was a sad time, you know. We kind of hung out the last couple of days, and I don't know. We're growing about our lives. We start going back to work. We just carry on with ourselves, and then next thing you know, people are buying houses and shit. Like what that?
Yeah,
yeah, that was kind of crazy. I remember, what was it? I think I had purchased his house, and you reached out to me, right? You sent me a DM on Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, something along the lines of like, that's fire as fuck. Like,
yeah. So, and that's how pretty much we got reconnected. And then I told him Paulie did the same thing. So that's how we started doing the FaceTimes again and started talking about, all right, so like, what we doing? It kind of turned into what we have today, which is Scub Squad.
Scale up.
What's it called?
What'd you say? We got the ad lib man in the chat right now. That's probably a rapper before Army, but
what's it called? I don't know what to say right now.
It's all good, man. Like you bought the house, posted on Instagram. You know, I appreciate you letting me know directly. It's not that you needed to, man. Of in the cloud, and I was like, yo, this is wild. He literally was in an apartment on base, you know, paying rent, just kind of throwing it at the property management there on Fort Riley, Kansas. And he decided to just exit that mindset of paying someone literally all of his money, all the money that the Army gives him to stay in housing, just for it to be thrown away. Because when you PCS, you know, or you move anywhere, you literally spent $36,000, $40,000 in rent. for 3 or 4 years for nothing. Nothing came.
That's not yours.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's,
that's crazy to think about that like that.
Well, you're handing somebody $40,000 to live by their rules, pay down their mortgage, and, you know, pay for a carpet that your dog, you know, nibbles on a little bit.
Let's not even talk about that.
Yeah, that I got a whole story on that one.
Nah, yeah, I had it. So I got my dog Kilo, and I got him when he was 9 weeks old. So for anyone that has had a puppy, it's a struggle for the first couple months or a few months because they're learning everything. They're learning what to do, what not to do. So we had a lot of bitten up windowsills. We had a lot of holes in the carpet and stuff like that. But we're a clean, like me and my wife, or we're pretty clean. And you guys have been to my house. It's always clean. My wife is always on top of that.
Yeah.
CD.
Yeah. So, so that kind of messed us up. So I ended up paying like almost $900 for all that stuff before moving out. And I'm like, damn, man, if I would have gotten my own house when I first got here, I would have been dealing with all that stuff. But I would have fixed it for the next person, but it would have been my house, you know. I would have had that sense like, all right, it's my house. Obviously, I need to fix it so someone else can live comfortably and without holes in the carpet.
I would ask the question. So, if you had purchased a house, and think about it like this: like if you had purchased a house when you first showed up to Fort Riley, would you think you wouldn't have been in the right mindset to feel like this is a property I'm gonna, yep, you know, make term, and it's gonna be an investor property? You probably just been like, I'm buying a house just to.
Yep, my thing was to buy. I wanted to buy a single family house just because I wasn't into investing. I wasn't into house hacking. I didn't even know what house hacking was, or right. I wasn't even sure how. I didn't even know I had the VA loan. You know, I didn't know I had that benefit, so. And when we went to Iraq and Syria, that's when everything like changed. We started reading books. We started talking about certain things. And yeah, you're right. Like I probably would have never had a duplex when I first got here.
So you wouldn't even buy it. Huh? You do. I remember, you know, when me and you were like starting to build a relationship, you were saying like you didn't even want to buy a house in Fort Riley.
No.
Like you was not with it. I'm like, man. I'm thinking about buying it, but I just can't because I'm not married. So I'm thinking about like, yo, I gotta marry somebody to just get a BAH to get a house. So I wasn't trying to do all that. Marriage. Yeah. So that was crazy.
we're trying to do sign language here. Trying to throw it away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, I felt the same way. Like, you know, sometimes I get so angry at myself and I get really anxious, like, why, if I only known what I knew back then, but I probably wouldn't have known the length and knowledge of what I know now. And let's say I did purchase a house at Fort Riley, I probably would have sold it. Honestly, I wouldn't even thought about turning it into a rental property. And then it would have been still time wasted. So, everything happens for a reason. Our friendship, right? It happens for a reason. And I never in my dreams would have thought that these two 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds would have been the reason why we started a group. And then also for my own personal aspirations, me become an investor for real estate and an investor in the stock market and things like that. It really speaks like power to that statement of, you know, things happen for a reason and then things come in their own time. Like, We had the qualities of business partner characteristics. Like we had those qualities. We just didn't know it. And we actually got to a point in our friendship where it was like, all right, man, like we've done enough cruising. We've done enough burnouts. We've done enough. Exactly. Car washes. We've done enough like going and trying to like, I don't even want to talk about that. I'll just say M3 wheels that don't fit and pulleys upgraded. So,
oh damn! Hey. I know exactly like, what you're talking about.
We don't even we got to a point where it was just
oil kinda, pans,
oil pans, so not working, and we got to a point where like we wanted to know like more about each other, in a business sense, and that was what it took. Is it took them, Paulie and Juan, buying that house. For their houses and duplexes, or for that multifamilies, for us to say, okay, like we we're pretty cool with each other, but we need to start sharing what knowledge that we have. Because I mean, we were already talking about PCSing to the same location again, because we on the opportunity that we were already given, but we just weren't there with mentally. We weren't prepared to be business partners and do tax liens and, you know, start a business, you know, with Scalp Squad or our own individual LLCs or whatever the case may be. But now that we have that opportunity again, and if it was provided, we would definitely hop on that.
Yeah. And I could say too, like, you know, patience is key with just living life and like learning from it. Patience, if you're willing to wait and like delay the gratification, you know what I'm saying, that goes a long way. Because if you think about it, if you guys would have bought a house when I first got to Riley, there was no pandemic. So your interest rate would have been up.
We got like 10% interest, you know what I'm saying? I even have my credit.
At least 5% or maybe 4% of interest rate on your mortgage. So that's another reason why I kind of, you know, got onto the boat of real estate too, because the interest rates are extremely low and all that stuff. So this is a perfect timing to get involved into it. And I felt like we all had that itch in ourselves that we just didn't share out to each other about, okay, I want to do this with my life, and I want to see myself in this spot 5 years from now. We all had that in ourselves, but we weren't comfortable enough to talk about that with each other.
And we weren't applying it in the right direction. Like, you put so much energy into work and thinking that you're doing something with your life, and that energy that, you know, if you believe in God or whatever, self-confidence or whatever, the energy that you've been given or gifted is meant for something else. And you think you need to apply it to work or apply it to helping people, but no, it's meant for you to be essentially a mastermind, you know, somebody who's operating at a higher tier.
Yeah. So, hey, Lee, I just remembered. You remember when we were outside of my house talking with my neighbor that he had the other Lexus, the IS300 or something? We were all in front and we started talking about credit cards and we started talking about stocks and all that stuff. But you remember you went up to my office and in the other house and we were talking. Remember that?
That's right.
That's when we started, like, when that relationship, like, that actually started. I completely forgot about that time.
That is correct. Like,
we used to get on the phone.
So, like,
I wasn't even there.
What's up?
I wasn't even there at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know where you were at mentally, man, but you know, you're here now.
Thanks for my damn transmission.
So he said he had a camera that he had in high school. And it was an older camera, and I was doing photography at the time just with my cell phone. Now, I think I did a pretty good job. He's like, yeah, man, I got this camera, I'm just gonna give it to you for free. And I was just over there shooting the shit with him. I might need to watch my profanity. I'm not even sure if podcast likes that. I'll try to limit my cursing. But we're up there and we were talking about the VA loan and we didn't know nothing about it. We had no idea what it was. And he was saying, well, you know, right now I'm doing stocks, and I have a friend, Raul, who's kind of like put me on game, you know, giving me his courses and stuff like that. And kind of, he already had his like his vision board, it's huge ass whiteboard in his house, with all of his goals written down, like to the T, very like measurable benchmarks. And we got into like, hey, man, I think I want to buy a house at the next duty station. I don't know shit about the VA loan. And he's like, whoa.
Profanity.
Yeah, watch your profanity. Okay. he didn't know blip, nor did I, about the VA loan process. So we challenged ourselves like, hey, we'll look into it. And I ended up calling my dad, and he ended up calling a couple people. But we started stirring that pot at that moment. And from that point forward, I knew that Juan at some point would be successful, be a millionaire. And then I would kind of reach out to him when I was ready and be like, hey, man, I know you got out the military. And I know you're like making millions trading stocks or whatever it is that you wanted to do, because you have those connections with people who are already doing that. And I don't know, it just ended up turning into this.
Hey, y'all don't see me, but I'm blushing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. But after that I bought the camera from him. He didn't want any money for it, but it was just the concept of like, you know, you're giving me something, that I'm going to use to for my own passion, because at the time photography, and it still is kind of my passion. And I wanted to give him something for giving me that, and then kind of, you know, getting into the mindset of talking about VA loans. I felt like I was paying him a service, and that that it would pay off in the long run. The concept of it wasn't that he needed the money, nor did I feel like I needed to pay him. But it was just like I felt like I was investing in a friendship, using money as a means to do that, even though it wasn't necessary, nor did he feel like I needed to do that either. But
no, absolutely not.
It paid off. So
yeah, definitely. I think you got your, we started talking about credit cards, and you ended up getting your Platinum, right?
Man, so I talked to my chief at work, and I think he had pulled it out one time or something like that. And I was like, yo, like that's a decent, heavy looking card. Like, what's up with it? He's, oh, this is the Platinum, free for military. Normally it's a $500 a year credit card, and it comes with all kinds of rewards, but you have to pay it off. Like, if you swipe that thing, man, like, you can't, don't even let it sit and wait for the business or the billing cycle to come. Just pay it off instantly. And I was like, all right, cool. And at the time, believe it or not, like, I actually had a really high credit score. Like, I was into like a 695 or 700. Me and my wife, shout out to my wife. She was just kind of getting me ready for buying a house, and we didn't even know it yet. But anyway, I applied for the card and I got it, and I felt special. I'm not going to lie, that the weight of that thing when it sits in your hand, you know, and when you hand it over, you're just buying a damn McFlurry from McDonald's. It feels different. You know what I'm saying? It hits different. So, if you don't have one, I highly suggest people get American Express Platinum, one of those higher end credit cards, because they come with plenty of benefits. But
especially yeah. If you're military, you get the $550 annual fee waived.
Exactly.
That's a no-brainer. So the only reason I haven't gotten it is because I want certain cards before I want that one. I'm also getting out in like 8 months, so I will only have that annual fee waived for the first year. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason I haven't gotten it. I started thinking about it probably a year ago, and analysis paralysis. I did too much research and never ended up putting
it on the trigger. Do that. It might be if you're a veteran in general. I don't think it's necessarily for active duty.
I don't know. I think you have to be active duty. I'm not sure. I'm out to do more research. But I'm pretty sure it is just active duty. But yeah.
Paulie, didn't you get a card recently?
Yeah, actually, I got a Chase Freedom Unlimited card.
Mm.
Right now I got two credit cards. But I just recently got a Chase Freedom Unlimited card, and that gives me, I'm more into rewards, cash rewards, credit cards. Right. So any type of a credit card that gives me cash back for using it is something that I'll highly be interested in. So with this one, I get 5% cash back on like travel purchases, like travel tickets or any hotels that I stay in. I get 3% cash back on drug mart stores, like drug stores. And then I get 2% or 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. So that's kind of a good thing for me. And plus I just applied for it in February. So at the beginning of this month. So I have 15 months of no APR. So yeah. I use that credit card to buy my carpet for my house that I'm putting new flooring in. And then while I'm on the rotation, I'm going to be paying it off here and here, not have no APR or interest on it.
Yeah, that's,
and that is called leverage, baby.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Like, the funny thing is like, I had the credit card, the American Express, and I didn't even understand what leveraging meant. I was just like, I got a cool credit card, and it's heavy. It's really heavy. So I think I started benefiting from it because like I was the first three months, if you spend like $5,000, they gave you like 60,000 reward points. So I went and bought a bunch of brake rotors, brake pads, coil packs, spark plugs for the M5. So I was at BMW a lot in that 3 month time span. And I mean, I paid everything off, and I got the 60,000 reward points, and I got on Amazon, and I started buying a bunch of stuff for free.
using that transfer into like $725 for airline tickets,
something like that.
I think
like every like 100 points is like a dollar essentially. So yeah, I think that's about right. So every 100 points is a dollar, every 10 points is a dollar. So it was basically like free cash, and I was stupid enough to just basically waste it on Amazon. But nonetheless, it's still pretty cool to have those cards. You get treated differently, like an international airport or any higher end airport. They have lodging areas that are reserved for select members and all this other nonsense. And if you have one of those cards, man, you go to the airport and you get to stay in a nice lounge area with that serves, you know, food and water and, you know, Wi-Fi and like more luxury seating and stuff like that. So if you ever had a layover or a flight canceled, you're not stuck, you know, in the typical lobby area, you know, where all the non-American Express Platinum holders are sitting.
Yeah. Also with that card, I'm pretty.
It's not or the USO.
Hey, but also with that card, I'm pretty sure you can, whenever you go to, I forgot what hotel it was, but you can get upgraded just for having the card. If it's available, you can get upgraded. Yep. Same thing with flights. If you're flying like a regular class, whatever the regular class is, I only fly first class, so I don't know. But no, I'm playing.
I've never flown first class. I've always sat in the
got upgraded. I actually got upgraded once. Well, someone gave me their seat when I was flying from home to actually here to Kansas. They gave me their first class seat for having my uniform on. So that was kind of nice.
That's pretty dope. Just got the notification. Okay, so we just hit the 40-minute mark, I think, for this podcast. We start talking about, you know, the good old days and oil pans.
Yeah. And life.
All that. Yeah, like,
how it came up on scale up.
Yeah, I mean, we're breaking it down, though. Like, we don't even have to get into scale up. Scale up speaks for itself. If you go to the TikTok or the Instagram or you know, the first podcast we just put up and the Zoom meetings, you know, it's kind of overwhelming, right? We're here to help scale up together.
It's crazy.
What's up?
It's crazy how like all the stuff that we just talked about what happened in the summer of 2020 and like how we all met. And if you look at each like mark of every year or every month, we obviously like we definitely scaled up each time. Yeah. Every other time. So it's kind of funny how the name of our movement, it kind of we definitely have a relationship with it, and we can actually like understand and like actually have some feelings towards it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's definitely authentic, and that's why it is called the scale up, because every call we have, we're basically scaling up with every conversation, whether it's like, yo, I just found about options trading, or I just read about tax liens, whatever it is. Every single call, we're talking about something different that turns into something bigger every single time.
Yeah, we're never really stuck with investing in general. Like, you know, if I start Airbnb and like for some reason my first unit catches on fire, like something terrible. Knock on wood, but I know that wouldn't be my end all be all. Like, all right, I guess I'll just pack everything up. Like, no, like we're moving on to something else. And that actually might be right. Everything happens for a reason, kind of apply to it, copy and paste it. You know, that might be the reason why I end up moving into, you know, doing foreclosures or whatever the case may be. But yeah, we've kind of every conversation since you guys purchased those homes in like December timeframe, like you closed on them, I should say. And then we came off block leave. Block leave in the Army is like, you know, you get a certain amount of time off for Christmas and stuff like that. And we just, dude, like every day since that time has been an enjoyable day. Like, I just know that we're working towards something collectively, individually. I mean, it went from like, hey guys, what should we call the name of this group? And I think we had like, it was either scale up or it was
It was limitless.
And then what do we want the logo to be like? And I was sitting there, I probably guys 50 logos, and they were like, nah, not really interested. And it was like all extraordinary logos too, like high class, like crowns and, you know, sitting on the words and stuff. And Juan was like, man, let's just do something simple, like something that pops and it kind of draws the attention of the eye, but not overwhelming to where like you're trying to make scale up the logo when actually scale up is the activities that we do.
Right.
Hey, I like that.
That's
came on some heat. What's going on? Yeah.
That might be a little clip, a little audio clip for the Instagram or something later on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, so, God. What's it called? I would say this. You know, this how many minutes we've been in here already?
Probably like 40, 45.
All right. So we already talked about what happened before, and like kind of already, people already know what we're doing now with the whole groups and all that stuff, but they don't know what our plans is in like the next five years from now. So what do you guys see yourself as an individual, and where do you see scale up? Today it was 2021. So by 2025, where do you see yourself 4 years from now, basically?
Man, I'll let Juan go first. Cause
oh, you gonna throw that on me?
So you can I can go. You know,
nah, I'm just playing. Nah, go ahead though. Go ahead though.
Okay. Shoot from the hip, you know, like it's being like asked a question in a like a big meeting or something, or like you're doing a brief and somebody like question right now. But yeah. I don't know. I think I can apply Juan's idea of what the name should have been. It's limitless, bro. Like, honestly, 5 years from now, I can't even imagine. In the last 3 months, I've started an LLC. You know, I have paid off all of my debt other than my cars and my house, of course. I've made so many connections in the past 2 weeks, let alone month or 2 months. And I don't know, like I've learned so much in the past 2 months. So now that I have that knowledge, I'm primed and ready to, I could potentially be out of the army in 5 years. And I was going for the full 20 just to get that pension, right? Just to get that consistent paycheck, which has its benefits, but think about everything that I'm losing by trying to make it to 20 years. And I'm at 10 years for anybody who doesn't know. But in 5 years, I think I could make enough to where I'm making the money now, I'm making now plus my wife's income and then plus some on top of that.
Yep.
So I guess 5 years from now, I'm looking at a passive income of $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
I think you're sending yourself short. I think you're going to make way more than
You're definitely lowballing yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm humble. I haven't gotten into
You ain't even talk about your Airbnb part. And you talk about $3,000 to $4,000 a month.
You're right. So I don't know, man, because the next house I buy is going to be a multifamily. I'm going to be doing an Airbnb here in Colorado Springs for the next 2 or 3 years. And I mean, imagine the amount of money I can make from that. I think. Honestly, dude, like you're right. I am selling myself short. I think in 3 years, by the time I leave Colorado Springs, I think I should be running 5 or 6 Airbnbs and netting total $8,000 to $9,000, maybe even $10,000 a month.
I say $10,000 a month.
Easy. If done correctly. But obviously that's why I have my network. So, but that's me. I'll let Juan kind of give his.
So I see myself in the next 5 years doing some crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting out. I got out of the military in October of 2021. I'm going straight to trying to build my insurance agency. So, for those that don't know, I'll be getting my license here for life, health, and annuities to be able to sell those packages to people that need it. And then that company offers you, once you have 15 insurance agents under you, then they'll finance they'll give you the opportunity to open your own office. And then you have here people doing like 5 years, only 5 years of building their own agency and selling them for $5-10 million back to the company. So some insane stuff. So I'm planning on doing that. Obviously my income is going to go up 10X. So that money is going to go, I'm going to stay with my same lifestyle for now. And then put that money towards properties that are going to be cash flowing. So yeah, it's gonna be some good stuff. I feel like I'm gonna be 10x from when I'm now. Owning my insurance business, owning properties, and then just trading every single day. That's the dream. Wake up, trade, look at some new properties, and go from there. Just pretty much having that financial freedom that I can do whatever I want. That's where I see myself in 5 years. What about you, Polly?
Oh, yeah. Well, boys, for me personally, 5 years from now, yo, I'm only 20 years old, yo. So 5 years from now, I'll be 25. One thing for sure, I'm be definitely out of the military. My window opens next month. And I'm debating on if I want to extend just for one more year or 18 months or whatever, or just re-enlist in maybe 2 or 3 more years. Just to make sure that, you know, with the whole pandemic, having that consistent paycheck, knowing that it's always going to be there. Plus, I still want to take advantage of what the Army offers. But with me, 5 years from now, I love real estate. Everyone that talks to me, like, or if you hear me, I can talk about real estate all day. And 5 years from now, I see myself having at least more than 20 properties. Because before I had a goal of by the time I'm 25, I would have 10 doors of real estate. So that's 5 duplexes if you break it down. I'm in the multifamily. But I talked to a whole bunch of people and they said in 5 years, like there's this one guy that texted me on Facebook. He said, I'm 5 years ahead of you and I just closed on my on 63 unit. So he has 63 units in just 5 years. So I was definitely selling myself short with just having 10 doors. Yeah. So I'm doubling it. So I'll be 20 doors in and I'll be living financially free. I won't be working no more. I won't have to wake up early in the morning to make someone else's dream come true. I'll be making my dream come true.
Mic drop. And
facts.
Right. We need that to like when somebody says a really like hot quote.
Facts. That's where I see myself because I want to wake up knowing that it's the 1st of March and I got rent coming in from all those 20 doors that I got and I'm just chilling. You know, if I want to go to see Juan or Lee, if they're down in Georgia or wherever they're at, either in a boat, whatever, it's a Tuesday and I wake up, I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to see the boys. I ain't got to ask permission to say, hey, can I leave this day or I have to clock out or anything like that. You know, I just get my family and we just go out and see the boys and have a good time.
So what people don't know is Juan is trying to get out in Georgia, or I think he's going to get out in Georgia.
Oh, definitely.
Paulie is trying to PCS to Georgia. And then so am I. So I just got here to Colorado and I have, you know, 2 years, 3 years here. Easy. But I want a PCS provided the opportunity. I want a PCS to Georgia too. And there's some big things coming, man. Like if we're in the same location, man.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
It's going to be crazy.
Now we have a combined capital to, if we wanted to pursue something as a collective rather than as the individuals, we could. And even if we didn't want to do anything collective for, you know, whatever monetary reasons, you know, it just didn't make sense to, then we can still do our own individual things, but we're around each other. And, you know, I'm benefiting from whatever knowledge, you know, Paulie's learning. And then if Esteban is doing life insurance, then I'm benefiting from that as well. So I'm from Georgia originally. I was born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, went to college in Atlanta for a couple of years. So I already have connections there for family. With people I went to college with. So Georgia to me is like, you know, that's where my mother's buried too. So if I were to go back to Georgia, I'm returning home to be great in the state that I was born in. And my God, I just can't imagine that's 5 years from now, right? We'll be in the same location. Let's just speak it into existence now. We'll be in the same location 5 years.
And that's the thing with me is that I want to go to Georgia. I never went to Georgia in my life. I don't know anybody in Georgia. And I was telling Esteban too, because he said he wanted to go to Georgia. I'm like, yo, I have that feeling too. Like, I want to go to, he has people in Georgia. For me, I have nobody, but it's just a calling for me that I need to go to Georgia. And just imagine what we're doing now via Zoom and the whole, how we even built up, scale up, and just imagine all three heads in one state around each other. It'll be crazy.
We'll be buying properties just to create capital to pay for our lease at our office building, right? So we're like, hey, we need to get some capital. How are we going to do this? Like, well, I'm not taking any cash out of my bank account. Let's go find a couple of properties to purchase real quick. Generate that income.
50 unit.
Whatever. That's definitely a 10 or 15 year where we own like a series of apartment complexes or something like that. But 10 years from now, bro, if we're all in Georgia, I don't know. We'd have some serious stuff going on. Like Skull House would be a legitimate business in itself. And then on top of that, like it Scale Up Squad would have a plethora of investing strategies, right? Where we'd be doing stocks, we'd be doing real estate, we'd be doing life insurance, we'd be doing like all side businesses, right? Teaching people how to start side businesses with e-commerce and the like the sky is limitless, honestly. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to that day. And me knowing that I have that in my near future, 5-10 years from now, it just gives me a sense of peace. Like everything from now till then is just a learning process. I'm going to enjoy it because I know by the time I'm 35 or 40, like I'm set for life. Yeah. So,
and it's crazy too. If we keep this scale up, just imagine all the lives, all the people that we'll be impacting throughout that whole 5 years.
Definitely.
It's something to actually look when we get to that point, we'll look back and like, damn, like remember our first podcast that we just talked, just sat here and just spoke it to existence. Like it's something crazy.
Yeah. I have no doubt that with Skill Squad one, we're all three of us going to become successful and millionaires and whatever success is for you guys, we're going to reach that. But I also feel like we're gonna create a lot of successful people as well.
Yeah.
Which is even better than yourself becoming successful. You're helping families, you're helping individuals that didn't know where to go, and Scalable Squad was there to help them. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be crazy. I have
verified on Instagram.
Yeah. I have a vision for Scalable Squad that I've been watching on YouTube. Like all these rallies going on that they're teaming up with dealerships and they're going all around the United States, just driving crazy ass cars all around just for a fundraiser for cancer, for whatever it is. So I feel like here in the near future, we'll have Scale Up Squad rally with all the supercars with the stickers next to it, with the stickers on the door saying Scale Up Squad rally. We'll be doing that rally for a good cause, raising money for awareness, whatever it is. So it's going to be this Scale Up Squad movement is just way bigger than what we see it right now, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's going to be some insane stuff coming going on, and I'm just excited. Excited to get this going.
Yeah, like I feel like right now we're in a very like consultative kind of like goal. Like we'll be consultants for people, you know, for real estate and stuff like that. But like you said, it could be to the point where, you know, we're participating in events, and Scale Up Squad is representing a vehicle, right? We have a Scale Up Squad vehicle that's participating in the Pikes Peak like hill climb or something like that. Whatever, you know, it's far from us. That's generating, oh my God, so much clout. If they were to see a Scale Up Squad car in the Pikes Peak hill climb race, and like we watch a car get built with the money that we have, and like, oh man, like it can go all kind of places. We can start getting into like working with the military. So we're all military affiliated. We go back and we start giving back to soldiers. Right. And we start giving these briefings and saying, hey, like, this is where we were at. When our mindset was, we got out at, you know, we got out at X amount of years. We exited, we got what we could from the military. Cause honestly, if it hadn't been for the military, I wouldn't have met you guys. I wouldn't have been offered a VA loan for the rest of my life. Right. That's the thing, is you're getting a 0% down for the rest of your life if leveraged appropriately. You have to reside in that property, but that's not the point. And I don't know, man, like we don't even know yet. Honestly, we don't. We can sit here, you know, for what we think it's going to be. We don't even know.
And the crazy part is that we're not just affecting people that's in the military too. It's people that have a regular W-2 job. That's not even in the military affiliated. Mm-hmm. And we already impacting people outside the military. So that's just something that it just speaks to what Scale Up Squad is all about and how much we have, or how much potential we have to grow.
Bro, we had one of my friends that was not aware of the power of real estate and real estate investing. And last week he went out and started and viewed his first house and went to an open house just because he joined the Zoom meeting. He had no idea that would take him there. And we had no idea that just us saying like we own a property at 20, 21 years old and him just listening to us like, if they can do it, I can do it as well. And yeah, he went out and went and started looking for houses, which is insane how small we are. And we're already influencing all types of people from military to civilians to just living in their mom's house.
Yeah.
So it's insane. I'm super proud of the movement we're doing.
This is proud. Let's do a recap. Like, let's do a shotgun blast. You know, anybody can just chime in at any given moment. Like, what are the successes that we've had in the last 30 days? Anything.
I would say getting all these people that I've known from high school that had an idea of investing and just getting them in the Zoom meeting and just getting them to act on that. I feel like that's a success in my eyes. Not technically because they did their first trade, but because that idea went into their head because of us. I think that's a success for Scale Squad.
I think also a success for Scale Up Squad is that not only did we change our mindset as the, you know, the founders of Scale Up, but we also changed the mindset of other people that joined the Scale Up Squad, and how, you know, maybe one week they think about, okay, I should start investing or start trading stocks or get into real estate. But now we have this group or in this, like, you know, sort of like a team that is consistently going, like we're keeping each other accountable, and you know, just having someone that will make sure that, you know, you keep pushing forward and keep scaling up, because if not, then we're going to try to help you out no matter what. So we keep holding each other accountable, something to be successful about.
Yeah, so like I think 3 weeks ago we had just started an Instagram, zero followers, right? Which is a little depressing. And I was even at the point where I feel like maybe I should convert my account to Scale Up Squad. But no, you know, Hawan was like, no, let's just make this legitimate. Like, let's start from zero and then work our way up. And without any like advertising or like crazy like publicity, we're already at 70 followers in the past 3 weeks, which may not seem like a lot, but it is a lot. Just like natural followers, people that, you know, have followed us in our own personal Instagrams. We just did a TikTok a couple weeks ago, and it generated 500 views on a TikTok account that had no followers. We established our logo for Scale Up Squad. We now have a podcast for Scale Up Squad. We're doing Zoom meetings every other Sunday, and we're bringing people in. I mean, we have shirts that are on the way. You know, we're establishing merchandise. You know, I'm thinking of, like, for me, when I asked that, it was like, for me, I was thinking like literally physical things that are happening because of Scale Up Squad and where it's come from then till now. We were literally thinking about an idea of the name to now we are, you know, kind of coaching and mentoring people that we work with, people that come into the Zoom call meetings on what they should do with their money. I literally had somebody call me 2 weeks ago, family member nonetheless, but they saw what I was doing and he said, hey man, I just came up on $30,000. What should I do? Right. And for me, I was like, holy shit, like, Airbnb
that over here.
Right. Right. He was like, I was looking at this, the C63 AMG. I know you used to have all the cars. So I was like, nah, bro, like, as tempting as it may seem, like, you cannot do that. Like, you can't, bro. Yeah. You just, like, you have an opportunity that not a lot of people have to just come upon $30,000 for whatever reason you got it. And I said, you could flip a home. You can go buy a foreclosure home, do a down payment on that. You could start probably 2, 3, 4 units of Airbnb if, you know, you prep for it and have that generate that money back in 6 months. No questions asked. He's in the city of Chicago too. But the point is that we've produced enough like tangible numbers and also produce the effect on the people that we know and don't know. And we've just come a long way in the last 30 days with this group And I can't imagine where we'll be by summer with, you know, Discord chat. I forgot to mention that we have 26 members in the Discord chat who on average are active. You know, maybe if you hop online, you probably see 7 to 10 people who are constantly active, you know, adding and contributing to the topics that we have in there. And I don't know where we'll be, you know, come summertime when, you know, the snow starts melting in certain states and people are becoming more active and, you know, the sun is getting on their skin. And now, hopefully with COVID going away, like, you know, some of these things can happen in person now, rather than being so virtual. But I don't know. I don't know. What else you guys got? Like anything else that you felt that is worth mentioning? That has happened in the last 30 days?
I would say, honestly, that, you know, because you already knocked off all the, you know, with Scaleb with getting 71 followers in the past 3 weeks. And, you know, how we're, like, advertising, but it's not really just how we're showing and promoting Scaleb Squad. And we have people that are sharing our content to other people, to their followers.
That's right.
As well. That's just be something to be proud of too, because not only that we're trying to help out those guys, they're sharing that same thing that we gave them to their friends and their family members. So, that's just, it's crazy to think that this is all this happened in what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Just the thought of making Scale Up Squad and actually doing it. Our first Zoom meeting was a month ago or a month and a half ago.
It's been a month already?
It's been a month. I say a month and a half. Or maybe insane. Even a month. But
time goes fast when you're having fun.
Pretty much.
It is.
It's not even like people think that like we're over here stressing over it, like scratching our head and shit about what we're gonna do next. Every day is an excitement. Like we wake up and you know, we have our own little iMessage chat or whatever, but like we're constantly dropping motivation for that day because something comes up. We're like, bro, we should do a podcast, you know,
and there's no agenda to it.
Exactly. There's no agenda. You know, it kind of comes in the middle of the night. It can come when we're in lunch and we hit each other up. We'll send each other a voice audio saying, hey, we should do this. We need shirts. You know, we need to start doing Zoom meetings more often. We need to record the Zoom meetings. We need to post them. Like all of these ideas just keep flowing and it excites us daily.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, another success for me that Scaleb Squad gave me personally was that I was able to put my face on camera.
Mm.
I was always like, no one wants to see my face. Like, no one wants to look at me and listen to me. But now doing all these Zoom meetings, like, gave me that confidence. And I posted for the first time. I've had Instagram for 8 years. I don't even know how long I've had Instagram for. No, that is way less than that, but I've never put my face out there. And if I do, it's a faraway picture with my wife, you know, right. I've never done that. But, I think 2 weeks ago I put my face on there talking and it was just like, so opening for me, and Scale Squad did that for me. Scale Squad gave me that confidence that I knew what I was talking about. And I didn't care what people thought, about my appearance or whatever it was, how I spoke. So That has really helped me. I really thank Scaleb Squad for that.
Yeah, and to be individual success, what's it called? I'm working on it now, but I've seen improvement, and Quan and Lee can verify and like, you know, make sure I'm not lying. But I definitely do have like a
all caps.
I wouldn't say a runoff when I'm speaking, because I can talk about something. And like, I'll just switch in and out. But now I'm like working on like, you know, knowing when to talk, knowing what to say, just to get my point across. And, you know, cause I do have a lot of information, which is that I don't know how to deliver it.
Express yourself. Yeah.
How to express it like to the point where I can just say a few words and it can mean a whole bunch. And like, you get the idea of where I'm trying to go to.
Go ahead.
That's awkward.
Oh, what's it called? No, I just want to say that like, the Scaleb Squad definitely made me, you know, work on my weaknesses, as an individual, just speaking out to the public and speaking out my opinion.
I agree with that. He's kind of a, yeah, he does kind of have tangents, right? And I think one of the first Zoom calls that we had, and even like on Instagram Live that we recently did, like he kind of like going like beyond, you know, the question that was being asked, and not allowing the other person to kind of like chime in and kind of like feed the, and drive the conversation. So yeah, bro, you've come a long way. It kind of reminds me of like how I'm able to get information across very quickly is, y'all don't know this about me. I used to be in choir, man. So I was in choir like all throughout high school, like a choir outside of school. Like I was in one of those, like, yeah, a choir you have to pay in order to be in. So I was one of those, great singer. And I also used to lead songs at church. So after I got in the choir, I started leading songs at church. And then I started praying at church. I would open up church service with a prayer or during the communion. And when you have to pray, you have people that get up there and they ramble. They'll say a prayer for 10 minutes, right? And then my dad called me and said, hey, like, get to the point, be concise. And then my prayers used to be better than a lot of people's prayers, like older people's prayers. And people were like, that was a beautiful prayer, man. Like you said what you had to say, you know, you didn't like drag it on.
And I felt the spirit.
Yeah, I felt that. Like I really felt that. Yeah, I can go into prayer right now if you guys want. But but that's yeah, dope, you learn those things. And so that's what I'm saying. Like you two have been given the skills that you just didn't know where to apply them. And you didn't know that you'd be using them to apply them for your own financial freedom. So, I mean, I'm grateful to Scale Up Squad because it's forcing me to be knowledgeable on things that I want people to do. Like I want people to be successful in real estate. So I need to be knowledgeable. I want people to be successful investing. So I need to start trading. I can't just be like, oh, Paul and Juan have it. Like, no, if we're all in this together, we need to be on the same page. So I'm grateful. I've personally benefited from trading just in the last week. I see the potential that it has, that you can bring in daily profits. That I was with my boy Romero. You guys remember him from the meeting today. And we went out yesterday dinner at Old Chicago's. And I was like, hey, man, I'm not worried about it. You know, I day traded yesterday and it's paying for this meal. And that's a crazy concept. Like, crazy. I got that from you, Juan. But like, that's exactly how I feel about it now, that I can literally day trade and pay for a family outing, right? $150, $200, easy. That's dinner, movies, and all of that. And that was a big thing for my wife too, is like, you know, creating something that can pay for things and not have to feel like we're wasting money.
I did that. I did that for the first time for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So I bought my wife a ring, and I had just made that week. I made like $600 in trading.
Yeah.
So I was like, this paid for it. Like this hour a day that I was doing paid for my wife's gift. So I went into lead. I'm like, yo, it's crazy to think about that I'm crazy. Able to make money on my phone that then turns into physical products. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why I love it.
What's it cost? So you're talking about, you know, what we bought with the investments, even with the whole pandemic, when it first hit, I was making some money off Boeing in the stock market. And I actually bought the new transmission that's in my car, or half of it went to that.
I remember that.
So it's crazy how, you know, a lot of people want to invest. They just don't want to do it. But once you start doing it, you start to realize that why people say start investing now. Don't wait until, you know, you're old or retirement comes in. Because when you reach that age, that 65, and you sitting, I seen this post that said, like, when you're sitting down in the what is those old people's house?
The homes?
Them homes or whatever. Them, I don't know what it's called.
Chairs.
Yeah, whatever.
Things with the four legs.
So whenever they sit in the retirement homes or whatever, they'll sit back like, damn, like, I wish I started, you know, investing, or I wish I said did this earlier in life. So like that whole concept for me too is like, it's just, that's why I'm doing what I do now. Because even with this whole Scale Up Squad, just imagine how much we will improve as an individual 5 years from now, with the knowledge that we have now and the knowledge that we will have tomorrow to build up to that those 5 years, 2025. It'll be crazy. We'll open so many doors.
Definitely. Like I'm trying to have us three sitting in some business meeting where we're trying to get a sponsorship or something. Like, and you know, we're our story, how we met, and show people how legitimate we are. We're not people who joined. We're not people who created this for monetary reasons, or, you know, that's not even what scale. Now everything is, we're just trying to, everything we're trying to help people out, you know, where they're at. But we're genuinely friends first before we started this. And that even if Scale Squad doesn't become something collectively, individually, we're still going to fucking take off and do great things. So I don't know if you guys want to wrap this up. I think we covered everything. We talked about, you know, where we came from, and Paulie, you know, he worked on his speaking skills, even in this podcast. We had some audio clips that are worth saving, and I'll probably try to like find where they are after I get
some
done.
Bloopers.
There you go. Some bloopers, and also some good quotes, some gems that were dropped. And there'll definitely be another one like this, where we'll try to have a, you know, episodes tailored to just us talking. And then we will have other content that's very specific on, like, let's talk about starting a house. Like, let's break it down step by step. But I don't have anything else that I want to say. I'll just, you know, I don't know if you guys wanted to say anything else before we close it out.
Yeah, just make sure that you guys are following Scale Up Squad to know when we're dropping all these podcasts, when we're doing the Zoom meeting. And then make sure to join the Discord to pretty much join the movement and catch all these gems. So that's all I got.
Yeah. And to add on to both those guys is to share. And, you know, just if you wanted to invest, or you're already investing and you just want to be surrounded by individuals that do the same thing or want to do the same thing, you know, Scale Up Squad is meant for that same reason. It's the purpose of that, to help each other out and to scale up. So, yeah.
All right.
That is the end.
Recording.